This week, the Board of Fish is dealing with contentious battles over Cook Inlet salmon. Johanna Urich reports that in both the Kenai and the Matsu boroughs, many are fighting over fish that are disappearing.
80-year-old Eric Barnes described how his fishing had been cut back and back again to allow more king salmon up the Kenai, while at the same time, those kings were disappearing. He says the problem is in the river, pointing to the ghosts of the iconic 50 to 70 pound old kings that are gone and replaced by much smaller jacks that now dominate a run predicted to fall way below the numbers needed. He says the big kings targeted by sports fishermen in the rivers are needed to make more big fish and healthy runs.
Of course, our goal today is to decouple so we're not attached to the problems that they're doing in the river. We don't want to be closed because they need to be closed. Our being closed won't solve the problem.
Sports fishermen used to hang out at tributaries of the Kenai, like the mouth of the Funny River, to catch the big giants pictured in tourist brochures. Those fish are gone. Biologists predict only one 7-year-old king will swim up the river this summer. Gerald Brell is a sports fisherman who has a summer home on the Kenai River. He wants the board to bring those big fish back and is willing to stop fishing for kings. But he says the set net fishery should also be closed down.
Most sports fishermen in my group of homeowners association would be willing not to fish king salmon. That's a real hard statement to make. So if we're willing to give that up, maybe other groups need to give up a little too.
The low number of kings is statewide, not just on the Kenai. The problem is worse in Cook Inlet because there are more people who want those prized sport fish, and many of them well-heeled and politically connected. In Cook Inlet, there is still a healthy run of sockeye salmon that supports a fleet of commercial fishermen along with set netters. Sports fishing interests want the board to let more reds through to get more kings up the Kenai. That strategy may backfire because the smolts or baby salmon may not have enough to eat in the lakes and streams when they hatch. For the folks further up Cook Inlet in the Matsu Borough, the idea of letting more fish through the commercial fleet is exactly what they want. Jennifer Amon with the Matsu Fish and Game Advisory Council says there are not enough fish in Matsu Borough streams, whether they're talking sockeyes, kings, or the silvers that once brought sports fishermen and fueled a thriving guide business.
The reality of this situation is this meeting is really going to be a turning point. We're relying on our Board of Fisheries to really turn this decline around and change the management strategy for this mixed stock fishery we've got in Upper Cook Inlet.
The Matsu Advisory Board wants to change the way the state manages the commercial fleet so fisheries are open based on escapement to each of the inlet's rivers. They want to force drift boats to deploy their nets closer to the river mouths so more of the salmon headed to the top of Cook Inlet can get through. That would be bad news for Homer, where half of the Cook Inlet drift fleet is located. Walter Reedy, the city manager, predicts that plan would take the fleet away from Homer, where it is a strong part of the community's economy.
There would be a real ripple effect throughout the economy. We've got an open access fish dock that's got 9 cranes. We've got a big ice plant there and fish grinders and cold storage. And, you know, that stuff is there for a reason because the fishing happens right off the coast of Homer.
Drift boats pay about $900,000 a year for the local harbor. The proposals being presented to the board don't address what wild salmon need to survive and thrive. Not much is known of what happens when the fish leave the rivers to spend most of their life out at sea. The state has funded studies of king salmon to better understand that decline. Looming over the battles over Cook Inlet salmon is the long history of the extinct wild salmon runs in the lower 48 and Europe due to increased development and habitat loss in the streams they depend on to start their lives. Bob Shavelson with the Cook Inlet Keeper says Alaska's following that trail.
And we're seeing the exact same thing unfolding here in Cook Inlet, particularly in the Matsu Valley. We're seeing a lot of it in the Kenai Peninsula, and we literally have a habitat crisis, and no one's talking about it, no one's really doing much about it.
No one I spoke with at the Cook Inlet Board of Fish meeting was optimistic about the future of wild salmon here. Some said it might be possible if all the different user groups could get together and stop fighting. I'm Johanna Urich.